Morning, and welcome to episode 2 of the Reticule Presents Installing to Disk. Yes, we're back with the Reticule Presents Installing to Disk, the video game podcast that does for gaming what other games do for gaming.
That sums us up beautifully.
I am an eloquent speaker, as we all know. I'm Jordez. And with me, as per usual, is
Nicknamus James. We do for games what the remake of The Italian Job did for the film industry.
We do for games what Di Catana did to John Romero's career. This is why the Retro Roundup exists, to teach you things like this. Anyway, on this episode, we're going to be looking at some of the game's troubles in the news. In the Retro Roundup, James has been playing Metal Gear. In the Rumor Room, we'll be looking at the possibility of a new Xbox with no disc drive. Dun, 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 dun. And finally, in Game of the Week, we'll be looking at SSX.
Nice.
So, let's kick things off with the news. The UK video game retailer, Game, continues into financial trouble. There's a possibility that in the next 2 weeks, it shall go into administration, which will be losing 10,000 jobs across the UK.
And the £2.50 I've got on my reward card.
And the £5 I have on mine, so...
There's a lot at stake for us too, because between us we've got £7.50.
Yeah, invested in that company.
10,000 jobs, but £7.50.
But yes, again, it's on the brink of administration. If it can't come up with the rent money in the next 2 weeks, it will go into administration.
Is Notch going to buy it?
Well, it's looking like GameStop, the American equivalent, are the most likely to do so. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out.
Time will tell. In the next episode, we'll be like, oh my god, man, time's changed. They were bought out by Boots.
Also, in the past week, the Game Developers Conference 2012 was on. And they got 22,500 attendees.
It's not bad, is it?
No, it's not. I think it's a record, actually.
You know what else is a record?
What?
Yellow Submarine for the Beatles.
It is. I can verify that. But there's been some interesting things coming out of GDC. Most notably, Kara, which was a tech demo by Quantic Dream and David Cage, the guys who made Inigo Prophecy and Heavy Rain.
Yeah.
And have you seen it?
Yes.
And your verdict?
I was looking at it thinking, so... Because I can see the whole thing of it. Anyone who's played L.A. Noire will know that the characters, the face looks awesome, but generally it's facing one way and the character's facing the other. So you've got this very weird kind of effect where the face doesn't look as though it's in the same being as everything else. Because it's all filmed separately, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas this car is all filmed in one go. So it looks good, but... I wasn't overly impressed just because the two pieces of technology were there anyway and all they've done is just put them together. So I was just watching it thinking, well, great.
Yeah, you got to say, it does look great for the PS3. I mean, the problem that I had with it was that it wasn't an interactive demo. It was just it all been scripted and everything. So we've not been able to see what it was like properly.
Well, I thought they liked the little thing they'd done for it as well. I thought it was too cliched of having the one robot that's like, oh, please don't take me apart.
Yeah.
I wasn't impressed, frankly.
Okay. I personally was impressed, but I'd like to see more.
But they have made clear it's not from a project.
Yes.
It's not a game.
They're not going to make Kara into a full game of the future, but they will be using the technology that powers the video in their next escapade. But that's what game developers call a new game an escapade, right?
Week or hours of failure waiting to happen.
Sweet. In other news, Peter Molyneux has left Lionhead and he's formed his own company, 22 Cans.
Fair play to him.
Yes.
Onwards and upwards.
And finally, on our ongoing news story, it's now in his third week, Double Fine, who have been raising money for a new game on Kickstarter. Last week we reported that it was the first thing to ever make over $2 million on Kickstarter. It's now on its last day right now, and it's just got over $3
million. Wow.
Which is roughly equivalent to the budget that Grim Fandango had.
What?
Did you never play Grim Fandango?
What are you on about?
the point and well, the adventure game, Grim Fandango.
No, well, if you were going to say point and click, then no, I haven't played it.
Yes, that was a previous game made by Tim Schafer.
Lyrics from a Queen song.
Grim Fandango.
Thunderbolts and Lightning, very, very frightening.
Yeah.
Grim Fandango, Fallout 3. Driver, San Francisco, San Francisco, San Francisco, San Francisco, Mirror's Edge.
So yes, it just made over 3 million and it's going to be ending. And that Kickstarter is ending at time of recording, so we don't know what it's going to end up as, but I reckon 3 million is probably.
My guess is 3,076,408.
Okay, and that is the news.
And now it's time for James's MasterChef mini-series.
Oh, for God's sake.
Right, well, frankly, I'm annoyed because my two favourites have gone. That's right, Eamon and Jay are no longer in it. I was very annoyed. And that leaves Shalina, Tom and Andrew, and I'm not keen on any of them, frankly. Just because I don't think any of them have got the same kind of character that last year's winner Tim had. There was something about Tim that he had just a certain character about him that you could... He was a likeable person, but these three are just people. So I'm watching it thinking, I don't really care who wins. But if I had to pick one, I'd just say Shalina. So, yeah.
Yet again,
James's MasterChef miniseries.
I don't know how you keep on bringing this up, but...
Well, you've got to win, it's MasterChef.
Yes, well, since you're talking, I might as well carry on with you, and I'll give you a choice. Where shall we go? Retro Roundup or Rumour Room first?
Rumour Room.
Now for James's Rumour Room.
And first of all, I'd like to I'd like to issue an apology, because, as you said earlier, the GDC was on.
Yep.
And I managed to miss that it existed.
You managed to miss GDC despite being a video game designer.
Yeah, like the last podcast, the Rumour Room thing, I was doing my research for and I thought, there's not much rumours this week, this will be easy. I didn't realise that GDC was going to be on. If I had, then I could have looked for a lot of rumoured stuff. But there wasn't, so apologies. I'm going to try and note when E3's on and hopefully we'll try and get some rumours for that. Right. Last podcast, I mentioned the iPad 3, all the rumours about that, and it's finally been unveiled these are all the specs for it. Well, the ones I thought were interesting. 9.7-inch Retina display. That's four times the resolution of an iPad 2 screen. And it's got more than 1 million pixels, more than a high-definition TV.
Yay.
Exactly. Woo. Storage, 16, 32, and 64 gigabytes. Processor is the A5X chip with a quad-core graphics. And the camera, wait for it, 5 megapixels.
Damn, that's fine.
I can't find what the front-facing camera is at the moment, because whenever I try to find it, it just finds speculation with sides.
The front one is the terrible one as well.
It's going to be...
Let's hope for 1.2.
Yeah, 1.2. Let's go for that. So what does that mean? Not a great deal. There's nothing mind-blowing about it. As we said, 5 megapixel camera.
But it's a new iPad, therefore we must all go and buy it because it's money, and then money expands, and we're going to get a new iPad.
Yes. Was that like subliminal messaging?
No, I just really want a new iPad.
iPad 2 prices have dropped a lot. I've seen iPad 2s in HMV with £70 off, just like that, just because of the iPad.
So now it's only, what, 330?
Yeah. So if you want an iPad 2, wait a little bit more. They'll probably drop again just prior to release, which is Friday, I believe.
So it'll be when this podcast is come out.
Yeah. Is it the 16th on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this now, go and buy one. Actually, no, don't. Staying with Apple, a patent has been uncovered that shows a kind of hybrid between an iPad and a keyboard dock thing.
Is it called iKey?
No, it'll probably be called something else. iKey Air Book.
IKEA. It's called IKEA.
Yeah, IKEA.
Are we saying it's called IKEA?
We're saying it's called the IKEA, and it's gonna be flat pack.
Yeah, you gotta build it yourself.
It'll be one screw missing. Right. Time for some Xbox Nigel news. In February, Kotaku claims that the next Xbox is going to be codenamed Durango. I don't know. Durango itself is a Mexican state, and the Kinect, you might remember, was called the Natal, and that it was a Brazilian city. So there's some kind of tedious link between those two. On the 28th of February, which I believe was our last podcast recording day, a now-removed tweet from a guy at Crytek said, "Enjoying the Durango Developers Summit in London. So far, great swag and interesting talks." And there is expected to be talk of it at this year's E3. As Jordan mentioned earlier, there's rumours that the next Xbox is going to be doing away with discs. A source within Microsoft has claimed that the console will download a game straight to the console, or you'll be able to carry them around on a memory card. Now, I'm not sure how to interpret that as if they will only be download, and then you can either put them onto a console or onto a memory card, or Vita style, you can buy them on a memory card as well as. So I'm not sure how to look at that.
With this rumour, I can genuinely believe this. I mean,
yeah, it makes sense. But it's all very nice, nice idea. La la la, I'm going to download Gears. But they don't take into account people like me with very slow broadband in England, where most of our infrastructure was built in 1806.
Yeah.
So it's just, if you live in South Korea and have 7 trillion megabytes a second broadband, then you can download Mass Effect 3 in a second. Here, if I start downloading now, maybe I'll be able to play it when I graduate in June.
Yeah, and another thing is people with download caps. So you're saying, all right, you get 10 gig a month. One download of a game could quite easily be over 10 gig. I mean, Final Fantasy 13 was pushing over 25.
That was loads of discs, wasn't it? So, yeah, it's one of these things that's great on paper, the idea of it. But in reality, I think there's going to be very few countries that are going to have the
infrastructure.
Infrastructure that a lot of people are going to make any use from it. So, but maybe they can just do what they did with the Xbox and just make a add-on like the HD DVD player, because that was a massive success.
Yeah, that worked perfectly.
So they can just do that again. And adding on to that, apparently a 2013 release date is supposedly confirmed. Not sure who confirmed it. Could be the Easter Bunny for all I know.
I don't believe it.
Okay. A major UK high street retailer, so I'm guessing Game or Game Station, because there's
only that HMV, I suppose.
I suppose it could be. Release schedule includes a game based upon the Batman film, The Dark Knight Rises. Also includes Battlefield Evolved, and apparently shows GTA 5 to have a autumn 2012 release schedule.
Well, it's not going to be a game, because they're not going to be able to release them.
Yeah. Right, let's just look at those. Rocksteady haven't said anything about another Batman game yet.
It'll just be a terrible tie-in.
Standard
not movie game.
Battlefield Evolved. People are thinking that that's probably going to be Battlefield 3 DLC. Because they're EA, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they're involved with the next Medal of Honor game that's later on in the year. So they're probably going to be focusing on that. But a long time ago, in one of the podcasts...
Well, EA are only the publishers, by the way. It's DICE.
Yeah.
Make them.
But eons ago, in one of our podcasts, one of the rumours there was that someone was talking to someone at DICE and asked if there were plans for another Battlefield, like 2042 and Battlefield 2, the big kind of just online kind of things. And the person at DICE supposedly said they were working on one, but then they said, I shouldn't have told you that. So, could it be that?
I think it could be a Vita game.
That's interesting, I haven't thought about that.
It would fit in. It would make sense in my head.
Yeah.
So, take of that what you will.
Interesting. GTA 5, Autumn 2012.
That'd be a Grand Theft Auto game.
That makes sense. The last GTA was November, I believe. Probably November the 8th, because everything comes out on that. Great. Right. Do you watch Stargate Atlantis?
No, no one does.
Oh, well... apparently some geezer features in it called Joe Flanagan. He accidentally revealed Army of Four in a tweet saying, "Just signed on to do the new AO4 video game for Electronic Arts."
Army of Four, that's going to be a sequel to Army of Two.
Yes.
Oh God, kill me now.
Yeah. Here we go. For the new AO4 video game for Electronic Arts, some splinter from Battlefield. Although he later corrected himself, realising then they're actually two different franchises. there were rumours last year. I think I missed it somehow. Well, I managed to miss it. The GDC was on, so it's not a surprise. There were rumours last year that pointed a sequel to Army of Two 40th Day by EA Montreal using DICE's Frostbite 2 engine with some DICE staff, hence the perceived link to Battlefield.
Army of Two was an abomination. I've not played the sequel, but I imagine it also is an abomination.
I played it. It was different. It was interesting.
An abomination. So, do you know what? I hope they make a good game, because they've got everything right. I mean, a four-player game, hopefully split-screen, I'm making that up myself, in the Frostbite engine. That would be great, just to have your mates around and just chill out playing it. But as long as it's not anything like Army of Two. So, mini rant over.
I just want DICE to make Mirror's Edge 2.
Yeah.
End of discussion. Jordan.
Yes.
Have you heard of Mount Panorama Race Circuit?
Is that Bathurst?
It is. Nice. Have you spotted this rumour as well?
I saw it this morning.
Nice.
Because I have no idea what Bathurst is, except I kept on just going, Bathurst.
Yeah, anyway, right. Okay, well, the Bat track is in Australia. And a number of gentlemen have spent the past week at the circuit taking photos of some high-end gear, a truck and a helicopter, which sounds pretty cool. I'm not sure if it's an Apache, but it would be better if it was. When someone asked what they were doing, they said they were working on GT, that's Gran Turismo. When pushed further, they said Gran Turismo 6. So, I don't know, because the DLC started hitting Gran Turismo 5, and I'm pretty sure the guy in charge of the Gran Turismo series said they were going to work on 6 pretty much the day that 5 was released, so...
So it's going to be in 20 years then?
Frankly, that's just a statement rather than a rumour. I don't know why I included it.
Yeah, I can imagine Bathurst being Gran Turismo 5 DLC. I can't imagine that they're going for 6 already. Although they did take 50 how long years it, yeah. to make it.
PS4 launch title, you heard it here first.
So yeah.
That was the Rumour Room. Thanks for listening.
That was the Rumour Room. Gran Turismo 6 will be a game in the future, possibly, but that's not what we're going to look at now. We're going to go back down memory lane and to the Retro Roundup. And James.
Yes?
Last week, you were last episode, last podcast, not last week.
We need to stop saying last week.
Last podcast, you were tasked with playing Metal Gear.
Yes.
And, well, what's your verdict?
It was alright.
You got to be more descriptive than that.
It's just running around, isn't it?
It's quite the opposite of running around. It's stealthing and sneaking and not being found.
No, I was running around, getting killed a lot, and then not bothering with all the stealth aspects and just hoping that I could run past people before they could shoot me.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get terribly far into it because that approach didn't work very well.
Surprising, though, isn't it?
But the quality of the translations is sublime.
Yeah.
You're airdropped into... Well, I think you're airdropped. I wasn't paying attention with the opening cutscene. But you're in this jungly place, and you go onto the next screen, and there's some guy standing next to a Jeep just chilling, and he says, "I feel sleepy."
Which is, what you got to say, a quality narrative. I mean, the exposition to the character. You feel the character's sleepiness.
As far as inner monologues go...
It's so subtle and
it's
sublime.
It's up there with Shakespeare.
Yeah, it's
and
beautiful.
And you get a little bit nearer. You get a little bit nearer, and he says, "I feel asleep."
It's magnificent.
I think the fact that you get nearer as well, it's kind of a metaphor
for
just how one can get nearer to the subconscious of sleep and the kind of dream world that you can kind of fit into games, can't you? Because games is a kind of subconscious experience of what you can't really feel, yet you're there.
And when you think about it, don't we all feel asleep?
We do.
Yes.
At some point or other. So, yeah, it's really quite beautiful. I think my favourite poor translation I saw, though, was you get in the back of a truck and it starts driving off and it says, "Uh-oh, the truck have start moving."
I mean, we take this for granted nowadays that games are going to be translated properly, but there was a time when this was common, that you kind of just had to make everything up as you went along. I mean... everyone knows all your base are belong to us, but that was it happened quite a lot.
So, yeah, I liked it, but just because of the way that one can dissect the game it's definitely going to be a thumbs up from me.
It's a thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up for poor translation.
Yeah.
This is almost as bad as the E.T. fiasco.
No, but, the E.T. Will anyone know the E.T. fiasco?
Probably not.
Right. This is right. Okay. You all know of, or you should know of, E.T. Extraterrestrial, regarded as one of the worst games ever made. It's not the worst game ever made. I will agree that the gameplay is terrible. It is the worst game ever made, full stop, except the menu design, because it is so basic, it's beautiful. The game starts, press one button, you're in. Nothing else. That's it. Nothing else.
And this
simple, minimalist.
This fact alone managed to get E.T. a thumbs up from James in the Rim Room. And let's compare that to games like Mega Man 2.
Which was terrible.
Which got a thumbs down. So
No. Mega Man 2 is impossible. You can't do it. It can't be done.
Yes, it can.
There's a video of me doing it, and I can't do it.
Anyway, so that was Metal Gear. Sorry, it was a thumbs up. Thumbs up, yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to ask, with regards to Metal Gear Solid,
yes,
is it in any way connected to
yes. I'm not sure how, because the Metal Gear series gets extremely convoluted.
Right.
But you are...
So is that some form of Snake that you're playing?
I think that's... Yeah, I think that's the original Snake, who... Solid Snake and Liquid Snake and...
Plasma Snake.
Liquidus, is it?
Gaseous.
They all get cloned from the Snake you play.
Gaseous Snake with his flashlights problem.
They all get cloned from the
stealthing
guy
around in the background.
You're playing as. You asked me a question and you don't even bloody listen to it.
That's right, I was occupying myself. Anyway, I was looking up on Wikipedia.
Anyway, this week, as a punishment for this, basically just for annoying me, you're going to be playing Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
What on?
The NES in 1989.
Was the NES the worst version of it?
It was the only version of it.
Oh.
So, yeah. that's what you're going to be playing for next week, and you're going to regret talking over me. So.
Why? Well, no. You had that written down on there already.
Yeah.
So even if I would have said,
I didn't.
You're right, Jordan. E.T. is terrible. But I really do love Mega Man. Would you have still said, right, as your reward for that, I'm now going to give you Dr. Jekyll versus Hyde?
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I knew you would annoy me at some point, so I just took a guess and
wrote it down. Am I that predictable?
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what you're going to be playing.
Fantastic.
Have fun with that.
No.
And now we're going to be moving on to a game that I did have fun with in
Game of the Week.
SSX.
I liked your thing on Twitter. Say yes to SSX.
No, it was more like yes SX.
That's it. Sorry, I don't read stuff.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It was a high quality.
Yes SSX. That's brilliant. No. What could you put with no? No mini ninjas.
There would be none in ninjas.
None in ninjas.
I don't think you understand the how. Anyway.
Yes, Fallout.
On to SSX, which is
maybe Need for Speed.
The newest SSX, which I'm going to bring the point up that I will do every time a game is called the same as a previous game, like Medal of Honor or SSX. It's really confusing and really annoying.
Just put a number on the end,
or even just a subtitle. I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
I think
Exodus.
In fairness,
Revolution.
It might have been called SSX Deadly Descent, but they tried to distance themselves from the E3 fiasco where they showed the images of it and it looked like they were going to make a gritty reboot.
Was that with Mr. Caffeine?
Yes, it was. That was the E3.
Mr. Caffeine, what a name.
But yes, I remember in the podcast, in our E3 podcast, I spent a good 5 minutes ranting about how it's the worst decision ever made to make SSX gritty, etc., etc. But they dropped the subtitle and they minimised that.
Right. From my point of view, I'm like, you've got the game, you know.
Yeah.
Am I right in thinking that when they said that they were making a big deal of this Deadly Descent thing, and then it just became one of the game modes out of many?
There's like, there's three main game modes. There's Tricks, Racing, and Deadly Descent. With the problem isn't the game mode itself, which is just the Deadly Descent is just to survive, but they've constrained themselves in the tracks that they've made, because they've based all the tracks on real life mountains. They've obviously not identical to real ones.
I was thinking like how Gran Turismo, they'll painstakingly take pictures of every square inch of the track. You've got a group of people desperately holding on to the side of a mountain trying to take pictures. And
when I said based on, I mean, it's not based on at all, really. But they've tried to make it more realistic. There's no pipe dream from SSX Tricky. There's no over-the-top trick sensor, which is of detriment to the game. And it's just less fun. There are times in some tracks which you can do massive tricks and it's all, yes, this is what I want. But there's ones where they just put pitfalls everywhere. So you've got to go slow or you've got to temper your tricks, which is just counter. It's against what SSX is. So it's a very mixed bag.
Is there any Dio on the soundtrack?
It does have custom soundtracks, though, which I do have a couple of Dio albums, so I might put it on just for you.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, if you do get it and you do put a custom soundtrack on, use the soundtrack from Jet Set Radio because it fits so well. Finally, the last point I want to make is what they've done is they've brought in the rewind system from Codemasters. What games do they have? Grid and Dirt.
Dirt, Grid and F1.
Yeah, which it worked quite well in those. It does not work in SSX.
Because I can just think back to SSX. You just kind of fall flat on your face, then get up again.
This doesn't happen. But it's because what they've done is this rewind system's acting like a crutch for the track designers. So now the tracks, a lot of them are just mean. You'll get up loads and loads of speeds, and then you'll hit a blind corner. You'll think, all right, just going a straight line. And they'll lead to like a 50-foot chasm. And you'll have had to do a blind turn to the right, which you had no way of knowing. But they feel justified in doing that because there's this rewind system, and it's just poor track design. And it's really frustrating that they think they can justify this by having the rewind there. And it's not. It's what I'm hoping, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, is that they bring out DLC for it. And they bring tracks like Pipe Dream and stuff because it's just so much more fun. So, it's a good game, but... Oh, and one last thing. They have little game modes in like the Deadly Descent, whereas some mountains you have to use specialist equipment. So like there's some mountains that are especially dark, so you've got to use a headlight, which serves only to annoy the hell out of you. It is the most frustrating and poorly designed thing of all time. It doesn't add more challenge to the game. It just makes it impossible because you've only got a narrow beam in front of you. So if you want to do a massive Uber trick, like a 2,780 degree rotation,
then you can only see the
you
brief.
Get strobe lighting going on because you cannot see what you're doing, and that is ridiculous. There's another one where you have to stay in the sunlight over your while you freeze to death. Not good at all.
Oh, just like on the moon.
Yeah. Sorry, you throw me off there. And there is one good one, though. They brought in a wingsuit, which...
Like those squirrel things.
Yeah.
Oh, it's wicked.
Yes, it is. That is... If they brought that one in on its own, perhaps the... No, just that one. It would have been a wonderful addition, but they've added all in these little... It's almost like a mini-game kind of thing. It's not a mini-game, but it's these other elements that just... detract away from the core gameplay. But yes, despite all the negatives I brought up, it's a decent game. And where else are you going to get something so over the top?
Amped 3?
Yeah, actually.
So if you want a game like SSX, just buy Amped 3 because it'll cost about £3.
What I would say to anyone is give it a rent first, because it's a big...
I certainly will be.
It's a very big game.
Is it?
Yeah, there's like... The main story mode lasts for like 3 hours or something. But you can visit every track. Also on the story mode, paper thin, just ignore it.
Okay.
But you get these drops where it's like classic, just beat a high score. And this is across 9 mountain ranges and there is a lot of tracks. I think there's 159 drops overall. So yeah, big game. Give it a run first, see if you like it, and it is something that you should consider buying. But yes, that is Game of the Week.
Nice.
So yes, SSX came out 2 weeks ago now.
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to inform you about what's coming out in the next week.
Oh, please do, Jordan.
The release schedule.
the next week and last week, that is. On the 6th of March 2012, Major League Baseball 2K12 came out on PC, DS, PS3, Xbox 360, PSP, Wii, and PS2.
PC?
Yeah.
Why?
People like baseball on PC.
Now how would you play it?
Don't know, but it's coming out on PS2. That's what I found more curious.
Just imagine me and you standing next to each other in game. Like, I've got the PC version in my hands, you've got the PS2, and you're just like,
what?
Why?
But yeah. On the 8th, Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater 3D came out on the 3DS. This is a minor gripe I've got with 3DS games. You don't have to put 3D on every single game title. We get it. It's on a 3DS. We assume it's going to be in 3D.
The case says 3DS on it anyway. So you don't need to incorporate into the title.
On the 9th, Mass Effect 3 came out. And since it doesn't say 3D, it's not on the 3DS.
What a shame.
It's on the PC, PS3 and 360. Also on the 9th, Street Fighter X Tekken came out on PS3 and 360.
Is this the one that there's two versions of?
Yeah,
there's Tekken X Street Fighter and Street Fighter X Tekken.
Yes, this Street Fighter X Tekken is made by Street Fighter guys. Tekken
so it
X
plays like yes. Street Fighter and Tekken will play like Tekken.
Yes, but both have the same characters. Also, they've got Pac-Man in it somehow.
What?
As a fighter.
Why?
Yes, I don't know. This is why I just want all fighting games, all characters.
To sod off.
Well, there's just too many crossovers. It's annoying, man. Just all crossover into one big one so we can get it over
the
with.
The worst crossover was Star Wars.
Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
5, 4.
Yeah, I don't play fighting games. I play Soul Calibur against someone who plays a lot of fighting games. I was Yoda, they were a normal character, and I destroyed them in about 20-odd seconds, just because, as far as we can tell, it was just completely unbalanced.
Yes.
Or I'm just incredibly talented. So probably the latter.
Probably the former.
Probably the latter.
On the 16th, Blades of Time came out for the PlayStation 3 and 360, which I don't know anything about, but it's got a pretty cool name. So
Blades of Time.
Blades of Time.
Oh, Blades of Time. I thought you said Bleeds of Time.
Less cool name. But
it is.
Also on the 16th,
Is that shooting thing?
Big Game Hunter
Cabela's,
2012. Cabela's Big Game Hunter 2012 comes out for the PS3, 360 and Wii. This is just murdering animals.
But if I remember rightly, they're good for trophies.
Yes, but terrible games.
Terrible games.
The original one was, I'm not sure about this one, this might be awesome. I doubt it, but it could be. And finally, on the 20th, Resident Evil Raccoon City will be coming out for the PS3 and 360.
Resident Evil 6?
No, it's like
or are they
a
doing a Assassin's Creed and just tying
no,
up
it's more
bits?
It's more of a reimagining of Resident Evil 1 or 2, I can't remember which one.
Okay.
If you want to go buy that, don't go to Game because they don't have it. It's not being stocked there.
There's our advice of the Fortnite. Sorry for your warning. I do enjoy these, honestly.
Yeah. And that is your release schedule. So, just before going, we're going to give you a look at what's been on the reticule recently. So, over on the reticule at the moment, we've been looking at Mass Effect 3. A few of the writers have got together and had just thrown their thoughts together.
Jamboree.
A jamboree, yeah.
Mass Effect jamboree.
A Mass Effect 3 word jamboree, where they've been talking about their views on the game.
Jamboree on the Mass Effect 3, playing my version on the PS3. Come and play with me, then we go to sea.
There's also been some analysis by Chris Evans saying how the UK number one spot has been taken by Mass Effect 3. Could this spell trouble for Game, who have not been able to stock it? There's also a Premiership Manager 2012 review done by Chris Evans on the website. And finally, we take a look at the trailer for Tribes Ascend, which might be familiar to a few people. So go check that out. And that's all we've got time for this week. I have been Jordez, as per usual. This man over here has been nicknamed James.
James.
And we have been hosting the Reticule Presents Installing to Disc. Any last words, James?
Floor. I was terrible.
And I, as per usual, will go with goodbye.